कोई पुंसे परो दार न जे तो भक्ति बाद किसी तरह से
Rather, we have to turn to Krishna consciousness. That is the aim of life. This human form of life is meant for this person. Yato bhakti radha khaj. And? Religion, we may profess. It does not matter. It must teach you how to render loving service to the Lord. That is it. About Pravitti and Nirvitti. So, there are two kinds of dharmas. Dharma means occupational duty. In this material world, we come here to enjoy. Not enjoy, but to satisfy our senses. This is material life. But that is not the right process. So, develop the sense enjoyment process. The modern civilization, they are increasing the sense enjoyment process. Making life more and more complicated. Because the real motive of human life is to develop a devotional service to the Lord. Or in other words, instead of gratifying our senses, we should gratify the senses of the Lord. Very good. We cannot independently gratify our senses. The Isopanishad therefore says, tena taktena bhundika. Directly we cannot. The best example is, you give me a nice footstep, Rasulullah. The fingers catches it, but it cannot enjoy it directly. That is not possible. It must give to the stone. And when it is given to the stomach, the energy produced by eating that foodstuff is distributed not only in these fingers, but other fingers and other parts of it. This is Krishna consciousness. We are making center Krishna. Krishna says, jat tarosi, jat juhosi, jat atmasi, tapasya shura. You work, whatever is life, you work. But ultimately you give me the result of it. That is Krishna consciousness. You do not want to stop anything. People may not misunderstand that we want to stop business, we want to stop industry or our generation. Modes of life, you be engaged in your occupational duties, But result and action of that duty, you are Bhatta Krishna. Don't take it. Karman me bhaditaraste ma phalesh padar. Don't take the result. Then you will impeach. The same example. It's like this hand picks up a very nice rasgulla. But it does not care. It gives to this stone. And then it ends up. That is the process. This spirit of giving to Krishna is now forgotten. Therefore, people are suffering. Because they are not trying to enjoy the process. That this is the process. You take a rasgulla, give it to the stomach. This is the process. Similarly, whatever you possess, you give to Krishna and take prasad, then you will get. Otherwise, it will not bring happiness. Because that is not the process. People are following a wrong process to enjoy directly. That is implication. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, jagyate karma. You work. But jagyate, jagya means Krishna, Vishnu. You work for Krishna. Jagyate karma. Annatra karma bandhana. Otherwise, he will be entangled. Either the result will be good or bad, so you have to accept it. Generally, we like that. There are good, bad. But actually, process is that whatever you are destined to get, you'll get. Lord Maharaj said, Sukham Aindriyakam Gatya Deva Yogina Dehna. You are destined to a certain standard of sukha, happiness, according to your body. It's like a man is born in a millionaire's family. He has got a certain type of body, so the environment is there. And it is, and at the same time, a man is born in a cobbler's family. He cannot expect the enjoyment of the millionaire stuff. That is not possible. Because he has got a different type of body. And he has got a different type of body. So, Shastra says, that as you have got body, so your happiness, let us take the happiness portion. The stress also is there. There cannot be any unalloyed happiness. There must be this stress. But it says, only the good portion, happiness portion. The Shastra says that your happiness is destined according to your birth. That is already made up, set up. You cannot change. So, Shastra says that don't try to increase your so-called happiness by laboring so hard. Whatever body you have got, a certain type of happiness you will get. It's like a hog. A hog has got a certain type of body. He feels pleasure by eating stools. He cannot improve it because he has got the body like that. So, according to our body, we get our happiness. So our time should be saved for improving Krishna consciousness. That is the law of nature. Don't try to improve your material condition. The material happiness, whatever is destined according to your body, which is already given to you, and you will have it, without any endeavor. Yatha dukham ajatanata. Just like you have to enjoy or suffer also, that is also according to the body. Ajatmatha. You don't endeavor for the distress that you get. Similarly, you don't endeavor for happiness, will you? So, this is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We should save our time to develop our Krishna consciousness. We should simply endeavor for developing Krishna consciousness. Then, jayatma sampratī, then he'll be otherwise, he'll never be here. This is Krishna consciousness. Saman sabhasya. Now you can ask me questions if you are having doubt. Sir, ahankara vimurātmā tattāham iti mannati. The whole summary is that this human form of life is very, very important. And it is meant for developing Krishna consciousness. If you neglect this business and simply engage for sense gratification, that is quiet time. Samayeva hi keva.
Another point also, the Jainism. The body
is already in trouble. So our method is very simple. Everyone can follow.
Duty.
Eh?
Your
prosperity
is not dependent upon duty.
What is that duty? Your duty is Krishna consciousness. This duty has to be shared. A man doing his duty, suppose a businessman, he starts business with a small amount, he becomes very rich. Another man starts business a big amount, he loses anything. I know I have big family. That karma means that whatever happiness he has to enjoy, that will come automatically. Otherwise, he is destined to have something. That will come. Jatha dukkhama janat ajatma. Our only point is that human life is very rare. We should not waste it for nothing. Modern method of civilization is to develop economic development, to be very comfortably. That's all right. You do it. Everyone sees his own business. But you don't forget Krishna. That is not good. The point is, our real business is to understand Krishna. But people do not try to understand Krishna. They simply try for eternal jiva. The first business should be to understand Krishna. Other business should be secondary. So at the present moment, it is very difficult. Srila
Prabhupada, well, isn't it true when they developed Krishna consciousness, they at that time even had better economic development, higher economic development, when they were Krishna consciousness?
But we don't take the Krishna consciousness for developing higher economy. No.
After you go to show that even no matter how much you try to...
That is Krishna's mercy. Yogokshemam Vahamma. Tisham Satubhijuktam. Those who are engaged in Krishna's service, they are never put into distress. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasthati. Krishna's devotee is never vanquished. Even they are artificially put into distress, like Pandavas, they were put into distress artificially. Prahlad Maharaj was put into distress by his father. But ultimately, he came out victorious. So we should not be disturbed. Even superficially we see that a devotee is in distress. Devotee, a real devotee, he does not take anything as distress. He takes everything as Krishna's mercy. Tattena tampa susumatsama. Otherwise, that is not pure devotion. Actually, devotee is never in distress. People may see that he is in distress. Just like there is a very good example. You are going to Mayapur in France. His name was Sridhar. Kulavacha Sridhar. His income was very poor. At night, he would chant Hare Krishna mantra very loudly. Hare Krishna, his neighboring friends would say, this man has no income, and because he is hungry, now he is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He is hungry. So, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take away his possession. Flowers, he was selling, making business, making some donut, what is called donut? That was his business. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take away some of his fruits and donut as a pen. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you take benediction from me. So he said, what benediction, sir? You are so poor that your house is not even properly repaired. There are so many holes in the roof. Still, I have got a nice house because it is better than the bird's nest. And they have no roof. They have no roof and they live on the tree. I have got a shelter. What is the dividend? There is no dividend. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to offer him so many things, and he said, no, I have no problem for this. If you want to benefit me, please give me a pure devotion on your lotus. But, so, that is pure devotion. That we should hanker after. How to fix up our mind always in the service of the Lord. That we are trying to do.